the main thing I got from a lot of the women in tech or business that we've interviewed, you can really see the drive in them, you know, that they mean business, you know, and it's a case of I'm here and I'm to be taken serious.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am so excited to be doing a very special feature today of the Startup Van. So you're going to hear something a little bit different. We are going to have guys being interviewed on today's episode, but it is only to sample the incredible women in tech and business that they've interviewed on their show, the Startup Van. I think you guys are going to be inspired, moved, educated, and really, really, really stoked to discover something that I am so grateful to have found myself. I love the Startup Van. I met with Mark, one of the guys from the Startup Van, when I was in Dublin, Ireland, and it was just like such an incredible experience. I'm so enthusiastic about this that I'm losing my voice over it.
We'll take it from here.
Yeah. So pretty much I'm going to hand over the mic to them, and they're going to talk about some of the incredible women in business and women in tech that they've interviewed. And then our wonderful editor, Matt, is going to put together a compilation so you could hear some of the Startup Van interviews. I think you guys will be really inspired and learn a hell of a lot.
Absolutely.
So go ahead.
Well, where would you like us to start?
Why don't you start by introducing yourselves?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm Mark McDonough, one of the co-founders of the Startup Van.
I'm Graham Hussey, the other co-founder of the Startup Van. And basically, we travel the planet interviewing entrepreneurs and startups. And a lot of those entrepreneurs and startups are female and are so inspiring. And it's an honor to be here, Esprit, today. And
it is.
Be on this. We actually... The reason she's losing her voice is we actually got our interview in first.
Yeah, so we beat you to it. We beat you to it.
And so I really like, let's talk about, well, one, people are going to be like, Esprit, what are you doing with guys, you know, on the show? So first off, let's tell people where to find the Startup Van, just so they can stalk it while they're listening.
Yeah, so the Startup Van is, we're most active on Twitter. So it's @startup_van on Twitter. We're verified, so you should see us coming up first for that. And anybody that wants to get in touch or chat, just tweet us. We're on there 24/7.
Sweet.
We can't get off it.
And they can probably notice as well that we're Irish.
Yes, you know? You are Irish. And what is the Startup Van exactly? What's the purpose behind Startup Van before we get into the amazing women you've had on the show?
Okay, well, basically, myself and Graham started this off. We worked together in a large company, and we always had an interest in entrepreneurs and startups. And we also wanted to keep in with the mark because we eventually knew that we were going to be opening up our own startup eventually down the line. We put the Startup Van together because we wanted to travel around and interview startups and entrepreneurs and share their amazing stories and also capture their amazing stories, because there's a lot that actually happens behind the scenes that people don't necessarily ever get to see or hear about. And we just thought that they really needed a platform where they could share their stories.
Right.
Exactly. So the reason we end up with the Startup Van is Web Summit came to Dublin, or was founded in Dublin. And
what is Web Summit?
Web Summit is one of the biggest tech conferences in the world. Founded by Paddy Cosgrave, and they've done a great job at that in Lisbon now, unfortunately.
Yeah, and they left Dublin. I was just at the Web Summit Women in Tech meetup in Lisbon.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Very cool. So we wanted to interview entrepreneurs there. And Mark and I were like, we go with our phone and kind of interview them on the phone. Like, that's not good enough. Let's do a studio. But no one's going to walk away from Web Summit to go to a studio. So we have to bring the studio to them. And obviously you want good sound quality. We want people to enjoy listening to it. So we said, let's set up a film studio in the back of a vintage Volkswagen camper van. Yeah. And that's where the startup van was born.
We needed to put a little bit of a funky twist on it.
Totally. Yeah.
So that's where the van came from.
So let's jump into it right away. You've picked out for me three extraordinary women in business slash tech that you think have really inspired many on the startup van. Yep. So we're going to share with you a little of the takeaways that you've had from these women and a little bit about them. And then as a special treat, we're going to create this like highlight reel of the interview so you guys can kind of get a sample of what the startup van is all about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we need to start at the beginning. So one of the first people we ever interviewed was a lady that without her, we probably wouldn't be as far along as we are.
Certainly not.
She's been such a rock to us. Coming to London and two lost Irish boys in London and not knowing where to go and who to talk to, she was one of the ones who, from the very beginning, before we were anything, before we had any views or anything whatsoever, she was there to help us. Cathy White.
Yep.
So she's a member and she does podcasts for Geek Girls UK. We first interviewed her at the very, very first night at Web Summit.
It was the very first night at Web Summit. She came along. Sorry, actually, it wasn't. It was the second night because it was Dan and Dame Lane. Mm. And she came along. It was the busiest night that we actually had when we first started off. Came along. And at that time, she was working with a company called Seed Camp.
Yeah.
She had two, I think it was investors that work in Seed Camp as well. They got in the back of the van. We did a really good interview with them. And we've stayed in contact with Cathy ever since. Mm. And every time we come to London, we get Cathy in the back of the van for an interview to see what she's up to, because there's always something new happening with her as well.
Yeah.
But she's been a huge inspiration to us.
Well, that's the second time we ever filmed. And it seems like a lifetime ago, but she's been there ever since. So she was working for Seed Camp, as Mark said. And then she was poached by Tech City UK, which is like the UK or the London tech company to help startups, tech startups in the UK. So she's poached by them as the head of communications.
And you guys will be including all these links in the show notes so you can, you know, really explore what Tech City is and the Geek Girl podcast. Tell me a little bit more about the Geek Girl podcast.
So Geek Girl UK, I think, or Geek Girl Worldwide.
Worldwide,
3,000, yeah. I think it's 3,000 female members worldwide. And they do a podcast. I think it's it was a weekly podcast. I think it could be still a weekly podcast or maybe had pause for a while. But it's just similar to what this is.
And empowering women in tech.
And even Stripe is a sponsor of the Geek Girl podcast. Exactly.
They are really indeed,
It's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
And then Cathy, which is the most exciting thing, what happened recently was that Cathy has launched her own communications company. So
So best of luck to her with that.
So basically she was head of communications for Tech City UK, and she's a mastermind, I think it's fair to say. She's so connected, she knows everybody, but she dealt with founders every day.
Yeah.
She wasn't a founder herself, so she went, I need to do this. It was the right time, so she came out to do that.
So what was your biggest takeaway when doing the interview with Cathy?
Well, there's probably a number of things.
Her ambition.
Yeah, like she's hugely ambitious. As Graham had said to you there earlier as well, like she's helped us along with everything, right? And she's so clued in on everything she does, and she's so inspiring. And she was really able to help us, pointing us in the right direction when we got here, introducing us to the right people, helping us out. It's nearly gone beyond business now at this stage, because like even when it comes to where we're looking, where we're actually looking to move over to London, as you know, and we're looking to move over here in the next week or two. And she's even helping us out with finding accommodation to live in.
She's a friend.
Definitely. She is. She's definitely a friend, you know. So she's done so much for us, and that's why we had to, you know, mention her name on the podcast. And we've done an introduction with you as well.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. You guys, not only will you have a sample of the Startup Van interview with Cathy, she'll be on the Women in Tech podcast, and so you'll be able to listen to a full episode, which is great.
Brilliant.
What really stood out for me with Cathy was that she gave to somebody like us that couldn't give anything back. She worked for a huge investment firm in London when there was two Irish guys who just started something that may never continue, but she's like, I want to help. So helping without wanting anything in return, well, that's a special
thing. And when we first actually connected with her, we hadn't actually interviewed anyone. It was an idea.
Yeah.
And all we had put together was a small promo video.
Yeah.
So we're coming, we're doing this, and this is what's going to be happening. And she obviously saw the future and what we're looking to do, reached out to us, organized the interview for when they were over Web Summit, and the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah.
So you have another amazing woman in business.
We do.
Who?
Okay, the second one I'm going to mention is Margot from a company called Your Mind. And basically what this company is, it really brings focus, and this is always something that myself and Graham find so important as well. It brings focus and shines a light on depression and anxiety. And especially it focuses on startups as well.
Yeah.
So people that are working in startups, because as you know, there's a lot of time spent on your own.
Mm.
There's a lot of time either working from your bedroom. Mm. So there's a lot of time that people spend on their own. There's highs and there's lows when you've got a startup. And she has set up a company that organizes conference calls or Skype calls, I should say, with
psychiatrists. Yeah.
And it's also bringing it in a way that it's more affordable for people suffering from depression. It's not only for startups, I believe she covers.
No, it's not.
Everything as well.
It's not only for startups. And it's the whole thing of taking the leap, if you suffer from depression or anxiety, taking the leap to going to a premises and having to sit in a waiting room and go see a psychiatrist. And that can create anxiety in itself a lot of the time. Where if you can sit at home in your bedroom or in your sitting room with a cup of tea and a therapist comes on Skype and he can really open up to somebody that way.
From a relaxed environment.
That's her vision, that's her dream, and that's what she wants to do.
And what was your biggest takeaway from interviewing her?
I think it was just a case of the type of lady that she was. You know, like, I think she suffered a little bit of anxiety and depression herself. And just to see her out there helping others, you know, was just something that she realized that there was something that she suffered from and she didn't want to see others suffering from it either.
Right.
And she was trying to come up with a way to not solve it, because it's not something that you can just solve with a click of a finger or anything like that. But it was making it easier for people suffering with the same condition to be able to reach out to people in a relaxed environment. So that was something I personally took from it. That I thought she worked well on.
And her company's Your Mind.
Your Mind.
And is it yourmind.com?
It's yourmind.co.
.co. And again, you guys will be including everything in the show notes so you can explore it further. The last amazing woman in tech / business.
This was one of the longest interviews we've ever done with this lady.
It was, in Chicago.
We were under a lot of pressure to kind of get through interviews because we had targets to hit. But as soon as this lady got in, we just ignored time just stood still, and we could have basically chatted to her all day. It's Danielle from Conscious Coconut.
It was indeed.
I love that name, Conscious Coconut.
Yeah, brilliant. And what she does is so inspiring. Like, she was the very first, I think, if I'm correct, me if I'm wrong here, Graham, but it was the first company to actually have coconut oil in a tube, right? So everything else, when it comes to that, obviously it comes in jars and the whole lot. This actually came in tubes. She was the first to do that. She was also giving employing people as well. When it came to packaging everything up. And also, I think there was a donation on everything sold. There was a donation made to charity on every single jar that was, or every single tube that was sold as well. So what she was doing there alone was inspiring.
Yeah. So she basically was traveling the world, and she was traveling around Asia, and she used coconut oil for everything. And she realized she was traveling a lot. It was in jars. Yeah. It was awkward. So she, why not get this in a tube? Why not do it this way? And so she was telling the story about going to manufacturers and them saying, oh, sorry, that's not possible. I'm going, well, surely it is possible. And going through that struggle. And then when her first shipment of coconut oil was coming, the truck back opened up in the truck, and all the coconut oil fell and broke everywhere. So she lost her money.
Right, yeah.
And those things to overcome. But it's completely fair trade, and everyone that works for her across Asia all gets paid really well, gets looked after with benefits really well. Yeah. She'll be giving back.
Yeah.
Every tube sold, she feeds kids across America.
Yeah.
Everything is about giving back, every single thing she does.
And the company is doing extremely well. She's doing extremely well. She's talking at a lot of conferences, I believe, as well. I think she was actually even going to come back and talk at one of the conferences that we were covering with Sage. Mm. You know, so it's great to see that as well.
Yeah.
I love it. So what do you see is a common theme or characteristic between the women that you've interviewed?
Wow. I know it's very hard when it comes to picking three, because we've done so many interviews. Mm. I think between us, we've probably interviewed 400 startups.
More, yeah.
Yeah, and it's probably been on a 50-50 level where 50% of them are women, 50% of them are men. So picking three was hard anyway.
Yeah.
But what I suppose the main thing I got from a lot of the women in tech or business that we've interviewed, you can really see the drive in them. Mm. You know, that they mean business, you know, and it's a case of I'm here and I'm to be taken serious, and what I believe in what I'm doing, and I'm not going to take no for an answer.
Right.
You know, and you can really see that in people. And that's probably one thing I've really taken away.
Yeah. Yeah. No, without a doubt. And it's, I think there's a real factor there of actually giving a shit.
Yeah.
You know, and actually caring about helping somebody else, I think, is a common theme. We've seen it with so many female entrepreneurs that we've interviewed that they actually care.
Right.
And in that way, it sparks this, I want to help them back.
Right, right.
Yeah, of course. Know,
rather than like some male entrepreneurs that we interview have this kind of idea that something should be just given to them or I deserve this because
right, right.
I mean, yeah. Because I even want to do this, I deserve to win.
Yeah, I have a good idea, so I should
win. I deserve to win. But it's not that case. It's a case of I want to give, I want to help. And then in return, if I get something back, great. If not, I'm going to make it anyway.
Right, right.
If that makes sense.
This has been awesome.
Yeah,
well,
it has.
Well, thank you for featuring me on the Startup Van
Pleasure.
Show.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It was so exciting, you guys. I've been like such a fan. And one thing that we haven't talked about on this episode is something that we talked about when they interviewed me was that Mark has been like incredibly supportive in helping me understand how to grow as a business leader. And I really think that they embody their message of the show. They're not just doing it for the sake of doing it. They're doing it because they're driven by heart and they're really through and through consistent when meeting with someone on a one-to-one or producing an episode. So I appreciate you sharing your insights.
You're welcome.
With the Women in Tech podcast. How can people connect with you directly?
hi@thestartupvan.com, but just tweet us. We said from day one, anyone ever tweets us, we will get back to everybody. We'll have phone calls and Skype calls and we'll make it happen if we have to stay up 24 hours a day. So,
and we're also at the moment trying to really build our Facebook following as well. So reach out to us, like our page, Facebook, The Startup Fan.
At The Startup Fan on Facebook. So reach
out. Awesome. And you guys, you are about to start listening to The Startup Van. So enjoy.
We're here with Margot from Your Mind.
The idea behind it was that I'm in general quite anxious. And in that period, I was getting really anxious on the tube and on the plane. And the more people I told, the more people I realized had it too.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just seemed to think that it was kind of a normal part of growing up or something that they just had to deal with. So I started thinking there really is something to be done in this area because there is something you can do about it. And I mean, I'm perfectly fine on tubes and planes now. At the moment, the problem is people will only tell you that they have an issue or they're concerned about something in the right if you tell them that you have the same.
Yeah.
It's people aren't really open to spontaneous sharing this kind of thing, and the idea is that it looks like it's changing a bit, so it's good. The idea is kind of that should turn a little bit.
I'm the founder of Conscious Coconut. We're a coconut oil company based in Tampa, Florida, and it's just a super special platform that I've built.
You hear people, they do fair trade or they donate something to charity. You do it from the very beginning to the very end, give back.
Yeah,
give
it back. Just, you know, I always knew I wanted to feed kids. That's, you know, super important. And to be honest, it's great to like feed kids in the States. There's, you know, 12 million hungry kids just every day. But then when you're like at your farms, you're like, well, these kids are really hungry. Well, how can I help these kids eat? Well, I can ensure that their parents are compensated well so that they can like feed their own families. And at the end of the day, I think my true purpose on this planet is just to help everybody like be the best version of themselves they can be. And you just have to give everybody the tools that you can muster up. I guess there was never really like any sort of like, when I say everything that could have possibly gone wrong went wrong, I mean like everything from like everyone telling you no to I mean then when your product when after you go and make it and then it's on its way. Largest shipping strike in 20 years off the coast of LA. Then like the FDA confiscates your stuff because they're like, I don't get it. Is it a food? Is it a beauty lick? Like, I don't understand.
<It's both.
laughs> Right?
Yeah.
And then like I had drums of coconut oil falling off the back of trucks like the day before they were supposed to get filled. I mean, but the thing was, I never take it all seriously.
Right, guys, tell us a little bit about Seedcamp.
Cool, so we're a first round fund. So we invest smart capital into startups at pre-seed and seed. We've been going for about 8 years and we've invested in almost 200 companies. With Seedcamp, we're very lucky in that we have a very, very talented team. We have experts and residents that join us that have incredible backgrounds. So it's really actually very hard to choose a favorite because they're all incredibly intelligent people.
Go make it happen.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
Do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just do it.
You
think big, make it happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you really enjoyed the episode you just listened. Remember to check out The Startup Van at thestartupvan.com. That's The Startup Van. There's so many great interviews on there. Like, you guys will be moved, and it's video, not audio only, so you get to see the beautiful faces of all the startup entrepreneurs in the world right at thestartupvan.com. I'll see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Remember to tweet me at Esprit Devora or at Women in Tech Show. And if you want to connect with more incredible women in tech, go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Bye.
The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.